So, okay.
Okay, we'll move. I'll move to the next petition, please. Montana Sportsman's Alliance, Trout Unlimited, George Grant Chapter, Skyline Sportsman Association, Anaconda Sportsman Association, the Public Lands Water Access Association.
Chairman, members of the commission, my name is Steve Lubeck. I live in Butte. Here representing the Coalition of Sporting Organizations, speak to their petition before you regarding that. The goal of our petition was frankly to see FWP begin rulemaking on the Madison River and get this process. That was truly the goal of this, was to see that the commission in an actual rulemaking process. We represent thousands of sportsmen, women, families all through Southwest Montana. While our organizations, it shows the 2018 EA preferred alternative is a reasonable start because it was an independently developed commission rather than something that we crafted that might say represents only the interest of sporting organizations, might come from other organizations that would represent the interest only of commercial. And it was based on a long history of collaborative processes, public input. This frankly has gone on for, gotten to the point where we need a decision regarding the Madison River. While our organizations feel that limits on some of the elements of the 2018 EAA, not what we would propose, for instance, limits on commercial use, we felt in that were frankly weak and allowed for growth in commercial outfitting far beyond what we thought was acceptable. And we also were not pleased with the complete total prohibition of floating in the upper stretch of the river. We just felt that the 2018 EA allowed us to get the process started by which we could then develop comments that you could use to modify that for final implementation. We have competing petitions before you today. And also see a scenario in which you might select a hybrid of the different petitions. Proposal from the Fishing Outfitters Association is one of the alternatives. It is a reasonable alternative for limitations. Best one that's before you. Support that to a certain extent. We also would support you adopting an alternative hybrid between the needs of our organizations and the Fishing Outfitters Association, so long as it contains certain critical elements. Those being, one, a meaningful moratorium on commercial use. Proposal from FOAM contained in their petition is a reasonable alternative for the Madison River, frankly. However, we prefer the moratorium be based on 2017 use data. Element number two, 4 days of non-commercial zones on the Madison River to include Thursday, Ennis Lake to Ennis. The section would also be open to fishing, float fishing, fishing from boats on Thursday. Friday, Varney Bridge to Ennis. Saturday, Lions Bridge to Palisades Boat Ramp. And Sunday, Highway 87 to Lions Bridge, where this section would also be open to float fishing. Finally, element number three, a limit on users so that no party can launch more than 5 boats at any launch access point on any single boat. This is intended to limit saturation of a hot reach of the river and to disperse traffic more uniformly up and down the river. While we oppose a total prohibition on floating in the uppermost section because it would result in de facto privatization of the most inaccessible reaches of the section, runs contrary to the spirit of stream access. We are sympathetic to the needs of wade-only anglers. Thus, we would support a floating prohibition on certain days or at certain times of the day to address their needs. Finally, I'd like to point out one of the signatories in our petition is Tony Schoonen. Tony passed away on October 22nd. He was a tireless advocate for public access, waters and lands. He was an original member of the Coalition for Stream Access that ultimately enacted Montana's stream access. Tireless defender of public access at county roads and bridges, and was the instigator of a number of lawsuits that clarified that issue on behalf of sportsmen. He was an outfitter and he was a guide. He was one of the original outfitters in Montana. He was a sportsman. In August, Tony traveled to the FWP Commission meeting in Missoula to urge the commission to take action on the Madison River, but he fell ill and had to leave and was not able to provide his comments. The last few months of his life, Tony was passionate about seeing recreation management plan enacted on the Madison River. Last official selfless act was to personally deliver this petition to FWP headquarters to initiate. He died 3 weeks later before he had the opportunity to comment on it. While most people know Tony for his fights for stream access, what he really fought for was access for the average sportsman. Stream access law created the right to be on the river. What Tony wanted was sportsmen to want to be on the river. Tony, that meant not only an outfitting moratorium for the Madison, but non-commercial zones where the general public could recreate without the influence of commercial pressure. Please honor Tony's legacy by adopting a robust recreation management plan for the Upper Madison River, including an outfitter moratorium and non-commercial zones. Finally, the Commission has reached another decision point. Every past decision point on the Madison, FWP has chosen to kick the can down the tracks. Seek additional public scoping, additional studies, additional advisory committees. We've had multiple rounds of public input, advisory committees, studies, scoping, more than any other river in the state, and I've been involved in a lot of these other rivers in the state. The need for more scoping just results in paralysis. Only allows the problem on the Madison to fester. Time for studies and scoping has come to an end. Today is a decision point. Please adopt a comprehensive plan today as a tentative rule that would be implemented in the 2020 season. Open the process for one round of final public comment and adopt a final rule based on that.
Fulton, commissioners.